Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Poet and author Dhiren Ní Gcrích, good morning.
Good morning from Cork.
And Dhiren, you have a poem for us today to mark the changing of the season. But we have a few minutes to catch up first, so we'll have a chat. The last time we spoke, Dhiren, was about your book, A Ghost in the Throat, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you know people are still discovering that book and going nuts for it. And you mention it to people and they're like, oh, that book. And they practically have to have a moment. But you were saying you were working on another one the last time we spoke.
Yeah, I'm still working. I suppose the kind of writing that I do is very open to history, and I try to think a lot about how history makes itself felt in our lives. And so in order to write my kind of book, I have to live my way through it. So that means I'm slow, but sure, look it. I'll keep at it anyways. I'm very grateful for everyone who's interested.
Yeah. I think the book did have a huge impact on people, didn't it? Is it hard to write in summer with all the kids around?
It is tricky, but sure, I mean, it's lovely in other ways, you know, like all those days on the beach and that kind of thing and all the fun of it. So you kind of just have to go with it. I think so many parents who work from home, there's a certain amount of it. You just kind of have to take a deep breath and say, look, the summer is the summer. The autumn's on its way. And once the autumn gets here, back to school and we're back to work. And there was a lot of that involved for me as well. You know, you kind of push it. The pressure, I suppose, you put on yourself to get a certain amount of work done in a day, you try and take the foot off the accelerator during the summer a bit and look towards the children, I suppose, don't you? But for me, autumn is very exciting, getting back to work, that sense of back to school almost, which is lovely, you know, and autumn is such a great time of year.
Yeah. You wrote the last one. You write in snatched moments too, in stolen time. Like, you wrote the last one, a lot of it in a multi-story car park.
I did, yeah.
So where are you writing this one? I'm thinking a lift, maybe? The bathroom?
I'm in the car a lot of the time again, which won't surprise you. But I mean, I really like that. There's something about the car where you can make anywhere your office. You know, you can kind of pull up anywhere you like. And once you start to associate it with work, then you just open the laptop wherever you are. And it means you can have a great view. Like the other morning, I parked up at the Lee Fields in Cork City, which a lot of people will know. Mm. Beautiful view of the river. There I was just tapping away. And I was like, you know, this is life.
God, yeah, that I think people would be taking you up on that idea. And you have to move the seat back, is it, and then just get the laptop on your lap?
Yeah, I kind of wedge it against the steering wheel kind of a thing. I'd say people would be looking at me, but sure, what harm?
Yeah, but listen, you are ready now for the turn in the year.
I am. And that's actually a great thing about working, any of us who have to work on a laptop, you know, working in the car, is that you find yourself surrounded by nature, depending on where you park the car. So you have a real sense of autumn coming on, the change in the season, the leaves starting to change, that, you know, all the berries on the thorn trees, and you kind of get wrapped up in it, don't you, with autumn?
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings us to the poem, and it's called Cusp of Autumn. Cusp is such a lovely word that people don't use that much. And I know it's in Irish and English as well. Tell me, there was a particular thing, though, that set off this poem, wasn't there?
There was. Like with some poems, oh, you'd just be really trying to draw the bucket up from the well, and it takes a lot of work to kind of draw the poem out of the well of poetry.
So hang on, do you know it's there, kind of, yeah? There's something there.
It starts poking at you, is it? Yeah, sometimes you have a sense, oh, that's something I want to write about, and you really work hard to get the poem on paper. But other times then, Brendan, you'll see something and you'll realise, oh my God, that's a poem right in front of me. I've got to get it down. And that was what happened with this poem. I almost feel like I can't take credit for it, because I was out walking with my children and my parents in one of the forests, the lovely forests in Cork, in Ballincollig Regional Park. And just watching my dad with one of my children throwing stones in the stream, and the pattern that stones make when they fall into water, you know, those kind of intersecting ripples. And it just seemed such a simple and such a clear expression, I suppose, of when we're lucky in life that we get to have some time growing up with our grandparents, learning from them. And that, you know, as a grandparent, I'd imagine you learn a lot from observing your grandchildren making their way in the world as well and observing their personalities unfold. And it's just such a beautiful part of human life, you know.
Yeah. So do you want to give it to us? Will we take it in Irish and English maybe? Which is the purer form, Durin, now? Is the Irish the original? And did you translate or how did it work?
Yeah, that's how it works, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wrote the Irish and then I was grappling away with trying to say the same thing in English, which is harder than it sounds. So in Tedil Lathar in Don Gaelge, the Irish one is called Fuir an Uirs, and then I'll follow it with my translation into English.
Okay.
And this for my dad, of course, I have to say that. Fuir an Uirs. Lá lúnasa ag fuir an Uirs. Rihin áan trí de vorís. Otin rapin fair sias len a gharvac cun clocha a chav. Prabin na búroga. Slauní an siad trí chracin na haun. Casan siad círcal cólárnacha. Cúsina ach nágan nair chéile. Las duas. Tá fáhla farar an gro, de dhearmad, ligin si lena graim ar gharnán dilog, glas, orga, go scuiltar iad le shra. Late August, cusp of autumn, and a river splits a forest where a man scrambles down a slope with his grandson to throw stones. Watch, their pebbles soar, hopscotch, then slip into the water's skin, sketching concentric circles that glint, thin edges colliding on the current. The beech tree, watching from above, forgets herself and drops a handful of leaves, golden, green, sending them scattering into the stream.
Come here, that was beautiful. It danced us in a certain way in the Irish for sure, didn't it? But I think you made it dance in the English as well. But it's a different dance in the Irish, is it?
Different. That's a great way of putting it, actually. I'll have to steal that from you, Brendan. Dances differently.
You can have it. I wouldn't presume to give you anything, dear new grief. You've better words than any of us will ever have. Listen, thanks a million. I know Kenny's Bookshop have made a print of the poem and
they
signed
have.
And numbered and proceeds to
and
the Simon Community.
And it's all for Simon Community, yeah. So if you go to Kenny's Bookshop, you'll find it there.
Dear new grief. An absolute pleasure. I hope we talk to you soon.
Carmila Mahat Slán.